Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Fortunately, you're in the lead, so we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'll take the condom thing for $8,000.
That's condiments. For $400. This condiment is made from mustard seeds. French Stewart.
The answer, of course, is onions. I'll take condiments for $800, thank you.
That's not the right answer. Burt Reynolds.
That's not my name.
Okay. Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, what do you want?
You buzzed in.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion.
I hate my job.
Oh, so many funny moments for Norm Macdonald, but that's that ranks up there for me, Sam Rubin. Him as Burt Reynolds on Jeopardy. Really a great body of work, and he's being remembered today.
An extraordinary body of work and a surprise report about 90 minutes ago. The death of Norm Macdonald at just 61 years of age. 61 is 41, as far as I'm concerned. And so it just seems, you know, what a fantastic career. And what's so interesting is as these tributes flood in, it's as if, Anna, he's at a different tier, sort of a comic. And Adam Sandler and Jim Carrey and everyone else is, this is the funniest man I ever knew. The deepest laughs I ever had were with Norm Macdonald. And when I heard about this, I remember he had a lot of things that didn't get a lot of attention. And he tried a talk show with Netflix about 3 years ago, and in Los Angeles, we at KTLA share the same physical studio with Netflix, and he taped his talk show where we used to do our morning news, and so I, you know, had the right key card and snuck in a couple of times, and a 10-episode talk show, here's Michael Keaton, here's David Letterman, here's Jane Fonda. People really had this affection and respect for Norm Macdonald, so it's a big loss today, and, I think this happens sometimes where we don't necessarily consciously think about people every single day, but once they're gone, you think about what, you know, how funny they were, how funny he was.
How true. His Weekend Update stands out for me, too. You know, he decided to keep this private, Sam, and maybe you can explain it. I think his writing partner was pretty vocal about why he decided to do that, even though he'd been battling with cancer for several years.
9-year battle with cancer, and his writing partner, the woman who produced that show, said that he didn't, you know, and I think this happens sometimes, and obviously many people deal with and successfully recover from cancer, but just that word associated with your personage sometimes, you know, affects the way people see you, affects the way people treat you, and as a comic, where the joke mattered more than anything, and he was really this craftsman. It wasn't this kind of, you know, pratfall comedy. He started his first big success was writing for Dennis Miller, was writing for Roseanne, and then his own celebrated career. We referenced Saturday Night Live and a controversy surrounding Saturday Night Live. Chevy Chase, among others, say he was the best anchor of Weekend Update ever. He lost that position when he made a series of jokes about then acquitted murderer O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson in real life was very friendly with the man who ran NBC, an executive named Don Olmeyer, and Don Olmeyer did not appreciate this constant needling from Norm Macdonald. So the way the story is told is that Norm Macdonald was removed from the Weekend Update chair and ultimately removed from Saturday Night Live, and that wasn't Lorne Michaels' decision. It was over his head, the head of NBC. But you know, Norm didn't dwell on that kind of stuff. He was just really, really funny. And then, you know, we have so much success from north of the border. Canadians punch way above their weight.
So
but I always thought he was funny because he was, A, really funny, and B, he was, to me, he was so Canadian.
Yeah. And there are so many that contributed in that way. You're right. The comedians who are from Canada over the years, it's just incredible to think of the list when you consider the population. And hey, any of the tributes you mentioned, so many, he was a comedian's comedian, and so many of the biggest names in comedy are writing tributes and speaking. Anything you stand out to you, Sam, before I let you go? Anybody say anything
that kind of got you? Adam Sandler saying, you know, just the biggest laughs. I believe Seth MacFarlane was the one who suggested you just hoped after you shot whatever scene that he would stay later after work just so you could hear one of his stories. Jim Carrey, another Canadian, saying that he was, you know, at the absolute pinnacle, the very top of his craft. You know, there are other comics who are more famous. There are other comics who appeared in more movies and TV shows, but I really am very hard-pressed to think of another comic who was, you know, and it's a word you don't necessarily put together, as widely respected as Norm MacDonald.
Sam, thank you for your thoughts today. He will be missed, and you're right, 61, that is the 41. It just seems like such a shockingly low number, so it's sad for his family and everybody who loves him, but thank you.
You bet. You're right.
Sam Rubin there, KTLA. He's the top entertainment reporter, has been for many, many years, and we appreciate him joining us.